Time to talk social media, and especially settings and more settings. We're talking about the menus on websites that control pretty much every part of your experience. With us to talk about some of the most important social media settings to keep in mind, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. This is something a lot of people don't like, but it does control all the things going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, morning, Bob. Yeah, this is truly the digital equivalent of your drawer in the kitchen, the one that's overflowing, and you know the minute you open it, everything's going to go everywhere. So instead of taking that risk, you start another drawer. And while you don't think you'll ever need something in that drawer, someday you will. So what I want to do is help keep that drawer organized in a purely digital way and where it's connected to social media.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And on social media, it's even more daunting because there are so many settings. Yeah. Tell us where to start, because I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah, you know, it really is. So let's start on Facebook, you know, and I would use your phone for this instead of your laptop because it may be a little bit easier to navigate that way. But what you want to do is choose menu. Now, on your iPhone, it's on the bottom right of your screen. On Android, it's the top right, but it's called menu. And then under there, you'll find settings and privacy, and then settings. Now, there's more there. There's privacy shortcuts. There's your time on Facebook. There's all kinds of things. And let me say that you should be absolutely familiar with what's under all of these menus. But for the purposes of this time, I think focusing on settings makes the most sense. So you go to settings and privacy and then settings. And then under there, there's three main sections. There's account, security, and ads. Now, you should explore all of these, but if we focus on security, because there's so much there, it's everything from where and when you last log in to two-factor authentication to alerts that get you to get you alerted if you change your password.
So in a perfect world, we check everything at some regular interval. But as I mentioned when I was at the Apple store and the guy was showing me everything on my iPhone that I had no idea about, there's a lot to learn, isn't there?
There really is. And, you know, in a perfect world, yeah, you're absolutely right. We do check something at some regular interval. But like with that kitchen example, you know, it's not the world we live in. So this menu is like the top level when it comes to logging into your account. And, you know, something as simple as knowing where you're logged in. You don't want to underestimate that because it tells you the device. It tells you if you've been on that device for a while. It might show you a device that you were logged into Facebook on a long time ago, but you got rid of that device. So those are things you want to deactivate. You don't want to leave another avenue open for access to your account. And what's more, and I would say much more in this case, is if you see a device you don't recognize that you've never had, follow the instructions and log out of that device. There'll be a button that says log out. It's relatively clear what they are, but remember, the very worst thing that you can do from this menu is log yourself out of an app. That's all. So nothing bad is going to happen. You can easily log back in. But if a device shows up that you haven't seen before, it could possibly mean that someone has access to your account. So better safe than sorry.
That reminds me, one of the best things that happened after my visit to the Apple store, the guy asked me about some apps that came with the phone, and he said, do you ever use these? And I didn't even know I had them, and we got rid of them, and that freed up a lot of space. So I'm sure everybody has a few of those on their phone, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And in some cases, it used to be that you couldn't get rid of those Apple apps, that they didn't want you to get rid of them. And then people started to complain because it took up so much space on their phone, just like you had. So they started to let you delete those things. So yeah, everybody has those, and those are important to know.
Digital strategist Scott Kleinberg talking about these menus now. Let's get to some other ones that are important to review.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the apps and website menu, this is under the Facebook settings, lets you manage the information that you share with apps and the websites that you've logged into with Facebook. So what this is when you log into your favorite newspaper or magazine subscription with Facebook, that's probably still okay. But as we were saying previously, if you haven't checked lately or ever, and there are websites showing up from 10 years ago that are no longer in business, that's an open portal to your Facebook account, and that's something you absolutely want to disconnect. Now, off Facebook activity, that lets you view or clear activity from businesses you visit off of Facebook. This is where things get really interesting. Off Facebook activity includes information that businesses share with Facebook about your interactions. So when you visit their apps or their website, Facebook provides the example that interactions could be visiting a company's website or using its app. It's when it reports the information and you're wondering how it knows this about you, that's how it knows.
And it gets that information how?
It's when you visit the website or use an app, a business or an organization is allowed to share that information about your activity. And it's the basis for how Facebook and internet sites in general learn about you. Facebook now, this is fun. Facebook says that activity is used to show you things you might be interested in. Like, that's how it knows where you are, like nearby events you might like, or for ads that have something to do with what you like. But there are settings in other spots where you can choose not to allow ads based on that data.
So that's a good setting to look out for when you're looking through these menus, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But with one important caveat, Bob, turning it off doesn't mean that you don't get ads, and it doesn't mean that you get fewer ads. It just means they won't be tailored to you and your activity. Now, some people prefer that, and some people don't. That's when you get stuff where you're like, why am I getting this ad? So it's a double-edged sword. That tailored data makes your experience more personal, but that tailored data is also what makes your experience more personal.
And when in doubt, change the setting. You said that before, that you can't really break anything. So don't be afraid,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Don't be afraid. It's better to know and try than to skip it. Because honestly, it is hard to break something. To me, the very worst thing that happens is you get logged out of something, and then if that happens, you'll be prompted to log back in and just log back in.
And as far as turning stuff on and off, you have more flexibility these days than pretty much ever before, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. Now you can pretty much turn stuff on and off right down to the specific ad level and even company level. And again, it's all about how deep you go under these menus. And, you know, here's how I like to think of this stuff. It's not just Facebook, but websites in general are always going to assume that you're going to go that kitchen drawer route that we talked about. You're just going to leave everything on autopilot, right? For some people, that's totally fine, and it gets the job done. And if you stick with comparison for, you know, things around your house, the most basic settings on your dishwasher get your dishes clean. The most basic setting on your washing machine gets your clothes clean. But when you start to dig down into those menus, you find things like I found, like the water saver, which shortens the cycle. It's like if you didn't explore those things, you may have never known. And it might not make your experience better. The same exact thing goes on the internet. You can go deep. You can stay at that surface level. The issue with this comparison is that not everyone reads the instructions or has the instruction guide, so they don't know what's possible. So for me, I recommend checking those settings for as many places as you can, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other internet sites, because there is a lot we can control that's actually up to us, but we choose to leave to them, and we should really be in control. And, you know, as a side note, you know, I was fascinated by the menus in my washing machine, so that's how I started to check that. So, you know, if you have any time after all the homework I just gave you, there's that too.
Yeah, nobody reads the manual to say either.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of homework and a lot of information, so this is a good time to remind everyone that we post our segments a little bit after our broadcast ends at 10 o'clock. So later on, if you go to WGNradio.com and look for our show page, WGNradio.com/Surratt, and you can hear what Scott just told us. Now, let's open up the Genius Bar and get to a couple of questions. This is interesting. Back to Facebook and Facebook Messenger, and I recently saw this. Got a message from someone, probably a listener, because it was nobody I knew, and I was ready to reply, and then I got a little, in light gray, a little notation on my screen that said, if you reply, this person will also be able to call you and see information like your active status. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, they'll have my phone number? What is all this about?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it depends. The settings for active status, the settings for who you share your phone number with, the settings for who you share your personal email with, all of those are completely separate menus from Messenger. They're under those deep menus on Facebook that we were just talking about. So basically, you have to set those settings first to make it so what you give away on Messenger is not what you don't want to give away. Here's a great example. I have my settings on Messenger, so no one can see my phone number. My phone number is private only to me. So if I message someone on Messenger or someone messages me, they cannot see my phone number. But if I had my phone number public on my other Facebook setting that we were talking about earlier, then they would be able to see my phone number. So what you need to do is you need to go to your account section on Facebook, and you need to see who you're sharing that information with. And once you find out that information, that's when you want to go back to Messenger and see how comfortable you are using it. They put it in different menus, and they shouldn't, but they do.
So Facebook settings, is that where I'm going?
Yep, you're going to menu where we went on earlier before on Facebook, and I have to remember exactly where it is now, but it would be under account and anything that has to do with your profile. So you want to look for email address, phone number, and right next to that, when you get to it, it'll show you who you're sharing with. It'll say friends, only me, public. That's where you have to make sure those settings are the way you want them to be.
Scott Kleinberg, and we have more Genius Bar questions from listeners we'll get to next Tuesday at this time. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.